during a recent discussion, Tonk and I got into a conversation about CGI versus practical. It didn't really fit with the podcast, so I cut it, but I thought you'd enjoy it.
Right.
And Rick Baker was the master at it. I mean, he recently retired.
And there is just something about practical effects.
Well, they're more realistic, of course, you know.
And we're going to be talking about this a lot in our upcoming double feature. We'll tell you about that at the end of the end of the podcast. That there's just something about practical effects that is more. I don't know what do you call that? It's just
even,
more.
Even bad practical effects look better than mediocre CGI effects. I mean, if you're going to have a CGI effect, it better be spot on or not at all. As far as
exactly.
I'm concerned.
Exactly. You know, this is an aside, and it's not a horror movie, but talking about Yoda in the prequel trilogy movies for Star Wars, there were fans that were upset when they updated the awful puppet that they did originally for the first movie there, Episode One. They updated him with a CGI model instead. They said, okay, this really is better. But they failed to include the ear wiggle from the original Empire Strikes Back puppet. You know, the puppet had this ear wiggle to the latex that his ears were formed out of. And fans were looking for that. That was just part of the character.
Right.
His ears wiggled like that. So it just has this lifelike, visceral feel to it that you cannot get with CGI unless you put it there on purpose.
That's right. Little subtle nuances, little quivering, a little, you know, a hair flips out of place.
And plus, you know, an actor can grab a, you know, something that's a prosthetic or is a a practical model or a puppet or something like that, something that's wriggling around and you can put slime on it, you know, you can make it look wet, properly wet, you know, and an actor doesn't have to pretend that there's something there, you know, they can reach out and grab it and be genuinely horrified.
Right.
Especially if the director doesn't show them whatever it is before they shoot.
oh, by the way, you're going to be grabbing this golf ball. Oh,
right.
I'm supposed to be horrified at this?
Yeah, with CGI, it's, you know, tennis balls up on poles and, okay, here's your line of sight and here's a artist's conception of maybe what it might look like. Just use your imaginations. You know, it's so much better when you have practical effects. CGI has its place. I think that going forward, Hollywood really should keep the practical effects alive, but use CGI to augment them.
Yeah. My standard thought on CGI versus practical is CGI only if it can't be done practical.
Mm.
I mean, I don't think you're going to put Obi-Wan and Anakin in a real lava field.
Mm-mm. Definitely not. CGI definitely. CGI is awesome if you don't know it's there. These days, CGI has done wonderful things for rectifying issues with stuff off in the distance when you're doing
Chappie. Have you seen the movie Chappie?
Yeah, they've got a lot of really awesome stuff in there. And it doesn't even. I mean, the robot itself, of course, yes. But. So much more than that. Much more.
Yeah.
Everything from backdrops to, you know, anytime you see a scene on a highway where there's a lot of car crashes and stuff flying all over the place, all that's CGI. It's done so well that you can't tell. But if it's a creature, if it's something organic that needs to be dripping and growling and the light gleaming off of it in a dark cave, you know, it really needs to be practical if it's going to be.
Especially if you're looking for a reaction from your cast.
Absolutely.
Hope you enjoyed those notes. Like I said, it really didn't fit in with the show and it was going too long, but a little snippet that I thought you might find interesting. Thanks for tuning in.